You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet, where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, greetings, friends. I want to start a new series today. I'm going to talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart, the fourth commandment in the Bible, the seventh day Sabbath. I'm going to give you an overview of some of the things we're going to go through on this series, and then we'll dig into them individually. I challenge anybody listening to take up the church's $5,000 challenge. You can see it on our website, to prove from the Bible that Saturday is not the Sabbath for the world today. That's the offer. If you can prove it, there's $5,000 for you, but you won't be able to prove it because you have to go outside of the Bible and look at history to see how the Sabbath was done away with. First point, the seventh-day Sabbath falls on Saturday, and while Sunday is the first day of the week. I'll just give you some verses, but like I said, we're going to go into these in detail. Matthew 28:1, Mark 16:1-2. Second point, the Sabbath is not Jewish. It belongs to God. Exodus 20:10. Third point, Jesus regularly kept the seventh-day Sabbath. Luke 4:16. And he taught a lot about it. Matthew 12:12 and 24:20. It's clearly stated that he is Lord of the Sabbath day. You know, Matthew 12:18. That's not Lord of Sunday. Satan is Lord of Sunday. Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath, which is the seventh day. Fourth point. In the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus never mentioned the first day of the week, Sunday, even once. He taught nothing about it. Fifth point, the New Testament is silent about Sunday being set aside in honor of Jesus' resurrection. In other words, it's not there. The entire New Testament doesn't talk about it. It's an invention. Point number six, the Sabbath was observed by Christians after Jesus died, Luke 23:54-56, and was kept in the book of Acts by both Jews and Gentiles alike, Acts 13:42-44 and 16:13. Seventh point, there's no biblical authorization for the change of the seventh-day Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. It's not in the Bible. Eighth point, Bible prophecy and history books testify that what became the Roman Catholic Church, they changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. A prophecy about this, Daniel 7:25. Ninth point, God made the Sabbath at the beginning of the world, Genesis chapter 2, 1 through 3. No Jews existed then. It was a blessing to all people, and it was a sign that Jesus Christ is a true creator of heaven and earth. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, verse 10, Colossians 1:16, Exodus 20:11, Ezekiel 20, verse 12. The list goes on. Tenth point, rediscovering the original Sabbath of Jesus Christ is part of the Bible prophecy for the end times. Compare Revelation 14:7 with Exodus 20, verse 11. And we can go on and on. Throughout history, there have been Christians who kept the Sabbath. And Daniel tells us in the time of the end, Daniel 12:4, knowledge will be increased. We're going to continue this. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It is produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.